Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today we have a special segment entitled, Who Are We Flying With? Who are you flying with? And I put we in there because I am also included. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your honor. We thank you for your dignity. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for blessing us with a talent. We thank you for blessing us with a gift. We thank you for pouring on your anointing. We thank you for the victory that you are giving and are about to give. And that victory that you've given in the past, we thank you for bringing it from a grave and dead situation, Lord. We thank you for each blessing, each prayer that has been rendered, each prayer that has been heard and answered by you. We thank you, Lord, for traveling grace. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us everything that we need, Lord. I'm asking you would you continue to be a fence and a shield around us, Heavenly Father, not just the us's, but those who we don't know as well. We're asking you would you bless this ministry on the Love Lift Jesus Up Show. Bless it to be acceptable and holy in your sight. Bless the people, Heavenly Father, who come on to receive a blessing in their ministry, whether it be secular or spiritual. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you help us to love better, help us to pray better, help us to be better representations of you. Lord, if there is something that is not supposed to be in our hearts, Lord, take it out. Lord, as this word go forth today, Lord, speak through me and to me, Lord, on what you would have to minister unto myself and the people alike. Lord Jesus, bless each and every person who knows about the ministry and those who don't, Heavenly Father, because with you it is a life-changing experience. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. I thank you for the things you're going to do. I'm asking that you continue to keep us covered, keep us humble, no matter how we go. Keep us lifted, Heavenly Father. And if we're too high, bring us down. And if we're too low, Lord, bring us up. Lord, may something on this broadcast that is said by you help someone, help myself become a better person. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, would you take over now, Heavenly Father? Decrease me and increase you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. The title of this message is Who Are You Flying With? Who Are We Flying With? Isaiah 40 and 31. And I need to read this verse. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Today, as I began to prepare for this message, I began to brainstorm, and I began to put little words on a sheet of paper. But any time that you are under the function of the Holy Spirit, God is going to supersede, God is going to overpower anything that you ever write down. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and go into the word, and as God brings it, I'm going to bring it unto you. But we're looking at three different things. We're looking at the birds, the buzzards, and the eagles. In our first situation, we're going to look at the buzzard situation. And I want to make this real. So what I did, and even if you look on my Facebook page, I showed you a video of baby Jessica McClure. And this happened in the 1980s. Baby Jessica was your typical baby, a very sweet baby, a pretty baby. And she happened to go over to her aunt's house one day. Mm-hmm. And baby Jessica was so excited, and she was running around, and she was playing and having fun. And all of a sudden, a situation changed her life. She fell into a hole that was very deep. I don't know how deep it was, but I know that she was only a baby, about 18 months, and she fell in a hole, and she was stuck. And, of course, like any great family member, people began to call for help. It looked as if it was a dead situation, because here we have this baby who can't take care of herself, but now she's stuck in a well, and now we have to call for help. And not only was she stuck for a day, but I believe she was stuck for 2 days or maybe even more. But that type of situation is an example of a buzzard situation. Buzzard situations are not situations that only occurs to people who are, if you will, depressed, or people who are down. Buzzard situations can happen to any individual. Nobody can take a shot or can take anything that will make them exempt from a buzzard situation. But even in our buzzard situation, God always provides hope. There was a lot of prayer going on. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name," and it was more than two or three, touching and agreeing. They were all praying for baby Jessica to come from her situation. So just because she was in that buzzard situation, some other things had to happen. There had to be prayer. So when you're in a down situation, you have to pray. You have to come together. You have to agree. You have to cry out. You have to seek support from others, whether it just be praying or coming to your rescue. Are you your brother and sister's keeper? Yes, you are. So therefore, because you are in a situation, because you are in a depressed situation, because you are in a down situation, because you feel like you are buried alive, when in a situation, doesn't mean that you have to stay in that situation, because God is always there. So above a situation, okay, is not a situation that you want to remain in. You have to make some noise. You have to talk to God. You have to pray in those situations. Now, within this baby Jessica's situation, she was only a baby. She knew that something was wrong because she was in a dark hole. She began to cry, and that because that's all she knew how to do. But as adults, what do we do when we get in this type of situation? We should pray, and pray without ceasing. Let's move on, because I'm going to come back to the buzzards in a couple of weeks. Because I have to give you tools to take. It's good to teach the word, but the tools to take will help you build your foundation. So when you find yourself in that type of situation, a buzzard situation, a dead almost situation, a situation where you feel buried alive, then you have to begin to cry out and pray to God. And I guarantee you it will be fine. Now let's look at the birds. And remember a couple of weeks ago I told you that the birds worry not. They sing in the sun and the rain. I told you that they build their nests practically anywhere. Let me take you to a Disney movie that I used to watch as a child. And the Disney movie was called Cinderella. She lived in a world of wealth. Matter of fact, her stepmother and her sisters lived in a mansion, the best of best. She had the opportunity to go to the ball. But there was something that happened at midnight. How many of you know sometimes the storms begin to really rage at midnight? Something happened at midnight because she wasn't at her house at midnight. Was she being disobedient? Maybe, maybe not. But there was a situation in which she was enjoying this ball because she had an opportunity to get out of her situation that she was in. She was coming out of a storm because she wasn't happy at her stepmother's house. She was coming out of a storm, and she came to this elegant ball, which then she was out of her storm. But Cinderella found herself back in a storm. And if you look at the story of Cinderella, and the reason why I brought Cinderella in is because I have kids listening too. If you look at the story of Cinderella, she sang. She would sing a lot in the Cinderella show. But Cinderella did something. She cried out. She went home and she was on her bed and she cried because she had lost her slipper. She had lost her slipper. But a few days, the gentleman who she was with that night went from house to house looking for this lady who he danced with all night who had lost her slipper. And, of course, many of the young ladies whose house he went to, they all tried to squeeze their foot inside of Cinderella's slipper. I'm getting to something, y'all. How many of you know that if we trust and believe in God, just because we lose something, God is going to bring it back to us? And no matter what happens, nobody can take it from us. All of those ladies who tried on the shoe, it wouldn't fit. But Cinderella, the slipper, it went on with ease. So what I'm trying to say is just because you are a bird and because you don't worry and because you can pretty much maneuver your way through the earth and the world, and just because you can sing praises in your storm and you might be a little bit stronger, doesn't mean that you won't experience a loss or some storms, because we all will. But God says whatever is for you is for you. I can't take it from you. Nobody can take it from you, because God is going to give it only to you. But you have to trust and you have to believe. And what did she do when that slipper was able to be placed on her feet? She accepted it. Trust, believe, and accept. So we see right here that even in our down situation, let's go back to the buzzer real quick. We're going to review the down situation, the dead situation. We have to cry out. And we have to seek God's praises, and we have to pray, and we have to come together, touching and agreeing and believing. The bird situation, we're still praising, but sometimes we are going through storms, and in those storms, you have to trust and believe in God, that God is going to bring you out, and he's going to restore everything that you have lost, because you are trusting and believing. It's not because your name is Cinderella or because you went to the Royal Ball. It's because you are trusting and believing in God. Let's look at the eagles. Now, I thought about this and I prayed about this when I wanted to give an example. And I was kind of shocked. I was very shocked when I had this revelation of describe the scene where Satan flies Jesus to the mountaintop. How many of you know Satan even like mountaintop experiences? He loves it when he can tempt people and get them to think that they're higher than they really are. And he can get people to think that they can look down upon other people. But Jesus went to the mountaintop with Satan, and Satan began to tempt Jesus. And this was after Jesus was baptized and saved and after he had fasted. And you can look at it in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan was bold because he tempted Jesus, who is the creator of everything. He even told him, and I'm going to let you read the story, he even told him that I will give you all of this land, this can all be yours if, in other words, you submit yourself unto me, Satan. And Jesus didn't fall for it. How many of you are thankful that Jesus didn't fall for it? Because we wouldn't be here if Jesus did. But Jesus is over everything. Jesus owned that anyway. So why was Satan even trying to tempt Jesus in the first place? So sometimes, and what I'm saying is, we are on high mountain. God blesses us. He raises us up. He puts us on top of whatever. We're the top seller, the top marketer, the top psalmist. We're the top. God has called us. We're at the top. Don't think because we're at the top that Satan is not going to try to come and knock us down to become a buzzard or become a bird or put us in a storm, because he will. But when you stand on the top, and that's when Jesus places you on the top, not if you climb on the top. If you climb on the top yourself, and if you step on people trying to get there, you will take a hard fall. But if God places you there Okay? You're going to have to stand on the word of God. That's that mountaintop experience. Stand on the word of God. Trust God. Believe God. Praise God. So now we've come from the bubble situation to the mountaintop. It doesn't mean that you relinquish or let go of those things that God had you do when you were in a bubble situation or you was in a bird situation. You have to build on. You have to add on. Because as these things happen, you are becoming stronger in God. So let's go back over this real quick. Here we go. So for the buzzards, all right, during that time, you're praising your way. You are praying. You're touching and agreeing. Okay? The bird situation, remember with Cinderella when she lost everything she had? She came out of a storm. She went to something very, very well, which was the ball. Okay? And then she went back in a storm, but she trusted and believed. And she was still praising, right? And we still have to touch and agree. Just because you lose something don't mean that you lose hope in God. Then the mountaintop experience. Yeah, Satan's going to test us. Satan's going to try to get everything that we own. He's going to try to bring us back to point one, which is the buzzard experience. But you have to stand on the word of God. You have to study to show thyself approved. You have to be in the word of God, know the word of God, in order to remain in that position. In order to remain on the mountaintop that God has placed you on, not the mountaintop that you have placed yourself on because you stepped over everybody to get there. See? So when you go to those mountaintop experiences and when you're with the eagles and soaring with the eagles and seeing things you've never seen before and dealing with people you've never dealt with before, you have to remember that you're one step away from a buzzer situation. But you can't teeter-totter and you can't be at the edge of the cliff. You're going to have to either stand on the word of God or go back down with the devil, you know, to a buzzer situation. And there's nothing wrong with a buzzer situation, because if we wasn't tempted, we couldn't become stronger in Christ, and we couldn't become stronger in our prayer life, because when God brings storms, he wants us to become stronger. Sometimes, and this may seem strange, and I'm going to let this go because I need to go to my next lesson with the buzzards and the birds and the eagles. Sometimes God allows things to happen because he wants families to come together. There's too much division. There's too many people divided. And so he causes something to happen because it's a buzzer situation. It's, the relationship is dead. Nobody's talking to anybody. The families don't love each other anymore. There's strife going on. So he allows something to happen that has to bring them back together. And that's what God allows in our lives, is when we're broken into pieces. He does something miraculous in our lives to put us up on the mountaintop and let us know that he's still God. And if we believe in him, then he shall be our God and we shall be his people. But God loves us in spite of, see, and we can't love God today and don't know him tomorrow. Because every experience that we have comes from God. And it's not so much of the experience, it's how we deal with each experience. There's nothing wrong with the buzzard situation. Things happen. There's nothing wrong with the bird situation. We lose things. There's nothing wrong with the ego situation. We're going to be tempted and people are going to knock us down with words. But guess what? If we stand on the word of God, we're able to stand. Now, I'm going to tell you this. These are the characteristics of the people, and this is what you can expect. If you hang with the buzzards, expect to run into dead-end situations, no way out, stress, depression, okay? And people focus on complaining instead of praising God. So when Jessica was in that hole, there could have been a lot of people saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But everybody came together, and people began to praise God, and something happened. And that something that happened was that baby was able to be lifted with the help of God, first of all, then the help of all those rescuers, lifted up. Because God said, hey, man, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Her story is nothing but a biblical story about what God can do. That's it. I really encourage you to look at that story on YouTube. It's on YouTube. I really encourage you to follow it because it's very inspirational. And that verse, if I be lifted up, that fits that baby Jessica story. Now, the birds, if you hang with the birds, expect some down moments, for that is life. But be not dismayed, because just as Cinderella, you continue to trust God, things will get better, and you will obtain those things that you lost. But you have to trust God, and you can't give up. You cannot give up. You have to trust God. Just because you have a couple of things that happen doesn't mean that it's the end of the world, because the world is going to keep turning whether we're here or not. But you have to trust God. And we're going to talk about steps to trust God, because some people, it's easy for individuals who trust God to get on air and say, trust God, depend on God. How does that look? A lot of people, how does that look, trusting God? And we're going to get into that. The Eagles, expect the best, but expect opposition. Expect to be tempted by the devil. Expect to be talked about. Expect people to try to deceive you. Because you are on top with God. God called you. He called you because he saw something in you. And because God called you, yeah, you're going to face a lot of spiritual battles. You're going to always be in war. But if you stand on the word of God, I guarantee you that the devil is going to have to flee. You stand on the word of God. You treat people right. You pray. You praise. You trust God. I guarantee you, you will remain on the mountaintop more than in the valley. And there's nothing wrong with the valley. But the valley, when you look at it, God always wants us to do our best for him. And when God elevates us, he expects us to give him that much more praise. Okay? Now, who do you want to fly with? That's my question to you. And my question to myself, who do I want to fly with? The buzzards? If you fly with the buzzards, you're going to forget how to smile. You want to fly with the birds? You'll praise your way through. Or you want to fly with the eagles? You will soar and have eternal life. Examples? The lady who touched the hem of Jesus. She was in a situation, a buzzard situation, but when she touched the hem, she placed herself, God placed her in an eagle situation because she was healed. The Hebrew boys were cast out in the fire. They were in a buzzard situation and a bird situation, but they came out. And nothing happened to them. That's an eagle situation. What about the conversation between Gabriel, the angel, and Mary?
Mm-hmm.
That was a mountaintop experience. Mary was going through a lot on earth until Gabriel showed up. And she had that mountaintop experience because she was going to give birth to the Savior, Jesus Christ. So, what I want you to glean out of this and what God is saying is everything is temporary on earth. We go through things. We climb those mountains and we have mountaintop experiences. But life is temporary. We can't expect to be here always. But when Jesus said eternal life, he's talking about the afterlife after this world. And it is up to us to seek him. It is up to us to continue to not dwell on dead situations and the ploys of Satan, but to look up to the hills from which cometh our help, and all of our help cometh from Jesus. We're trying to make it to that high place. And I use the birds, and I use the mountaintops, but what I'm talking about is heaven and hell. There's no in-between. As you know, I talked about the birds praising. I talked about the bird situation. The bird situation with the praises is correlated to our lives on earth. We like the birds, don't know if we're going to make it until tomorrow. We're like the birds in that there's nothing consistent, meaning that you're up one day, you could be down the next. You're down one day, you could be up the next. But one thing for sure that we know is that Jesus sits high and he looks low. He never slumbers nor sleeps. So whatever situation you are in, it is temporary. And if you trust God, you can get out of that situation and get on the mountaintop. You're never too low for God, and you're never too high for God to bring down. So therefore, choose ye this day if you're going to be with the birds, the eagles, or the buzzards. And I want to leave you with this. Recognize who is in your circle. Recognize that. Know who's in your circle. Reverence, who do you love? And the first person needs to be Jesus Christ. And it should be everybody. The second part is who loves you. Okay? And if somebody doesn't love you or if they don't like you, you pray for those people. You don't hate them because it's not what you're supposed to do. God expects us to love everybody in spite of. And then relinquish. You have to let some things go. If it does not uplift, if it does not help you, if it does not look like God, if it's not God sent, let it go. You remember in my show, and I want you to read about the Love, Live, Jesus Up show, I said we was going to look at the triple R, recognize, reverence, and relinquish. You have to recognize that Jesus is your Lord. He is our Lord. You have to love him with all of your heart because he loves us that much and more. And we have to let things go that hinders us from being in the high place with God, from giving God praise, from spending time with God. We have to let it go, okay? Now, I've never done this on the show before, but I want you to do three things. The first thing, and I have 4 minutes, is pray, okay? Pray. Whatever you need, pray about it. Give God a chance to do something for you, and this could be to atheists. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in God, if you have never prayed to God. I want you to do this. Just try it. I want you, the first thing is pray. Whatever you need, whatever it is you need. I'm not talking about tell Jesus that you want a new Rolls Royce. I'm talking about something that you really need. Pray about it today. Number two, pray again. See, you thought it was going to be something different. Pray again, but this time, you're going to thank God for whatever it is. You're going to thank God for whatever it is. That's called thanking God in advance. And number three, pray again and let it go. I can't guarantee you that I can change you, but I can guarantee you that I serve a God who can change your situation. I guarantee you that. I don't guarantee a lot of things because, like I said, life is inconsistent, meaning that, and I'm talking about the atmosphere, things that happen in life is inconsistent. But I can guarantee that the God I serve can change your situation, whatever it is. And people are probably wondering, well, why is she saying pray, pray, pray? There's a reason. I want you to give God a chance, whoever you are. I want you to give God a chance, whether you believe in God, whether God took something from you, whether he took a family member from you and you're still upset about that and you don't understand why, I still want you to do these three things. Pray for whatever you need. Thank God in advance. Pray again, and you got to let it go. The Bible says, carry your burdens unto the Lord and leave them there. You have to do that, and I guarantee you something will happen. I guarantee you. And I want you to be sincere about it. You don't have to go out in the streets broadcasting it. You don't have to pray in your front yard. You can pray in the comfort of your own home. I dare you to do that, and I guarantee you. And I don't make a lot of guarantees. I guarantee you something will happen. I guarantee you when you start dealing with Jesus, something will happen for your good. I can guarantee that. And the reason why I can guarantee that is because I've done it before. I don't guarantee anything that I haven't done. When you hear these broadcasts, if I don't believe in it, I won't be putting it on my station if I don't believe in it. If I believe in it and it's been done and proven and it's of God and it's ethical, I'm going to do it. I dare you to do it, and I guarantee you, I can guarantee you this day something will happen for your good. Okay, announcements. Continue to tell your friends about the Love, Live, Jesus Up show, and the site is blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. In the segments, we have gospel artists, poets, entertainers, publicists, models, fashion design, authors, and much more. If you are a gospel artist, poet, entertainer, publicist, model, fashion designer, author, you write, you promote or produce, Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or email me at EMOENYA_love@yahoo.com. I will be on tomorrow with Fit to Win segment. We're still talking about stress. Be sure to check out Fashions by Love. That's FashionsByLove.com. Okay? Remember, if someone asks you what that big smile is about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And once again, my parting words with you for this week, and I'll be back on tomorrow, but I want you tonight, I want you to pray for whatever you need. I want you to thank God in advance. I want you to pray again, and I want you to let anything that hinders you from serving God, let it go. And I guarantee you, you can say that our Freedom Love said it. I guarantee you something will happen. I don't need you to testify to me and tell me what happened. I need you to begin to praise God and thank him and begin to trust him and keep doing this. Keep praying. And I guarantee you your life will be different. Once again, I thank you, my family and listeners, for tuning in. And I want to kick out some shout-outs, but I'll do that on tomorrow. And bless each one of you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.